Hi, my lovely. So I've got a very wonderful technique for you now to add into your daily practice. This is now about increasing your celebration, raising your vibe, programming your brain, and communicating in a much better way to the universe, but more importantly, being more receptive to your manifestations. So it's a fabulous connection between what I call my love orgasm technique with EFT. So that's emotional freedom technique. It's a tapping technique which actually bypasses the conscious brain, like a lot of stuff I do bypasses the conscious brain, but it also activates neurons in your brain through the meridian system in your body, so that you're creating new neurons that actually, because it's with our brain that we are manifesting what we want, because this beacon, our whole being is a beacon, but our brain is a very, very important part of allowing the conscious flow or the divine into our life and through us. So you don't need to worry about too much about that. But the understanding that it's so important to do both things that are mental, energetic, and physical altogether. So this technique with the love orgasm with EFT is just a beautiful technique for you to do daily, alongside. So when you do this, perfect time to do this is like, you know, when you do your celebration list every day, you're looking at your celebration list or reading it at the back. And we're now going to adapt that into this practice. So we're going to start. It's very important with manifesting to come into a language that is in the now. Okay, very much in the now, not in the future, because if you say it's coming and it's happened, you know, it's coming and it'll be arriving, and when this happens, it's always out of your reach. All right, it's got to be in the now. It's got to be I am and I have. So we move through a process of I love, which is all I'm in the flow. So when I love, I'm in the flow. I am and I have. Okay. So we're going to start when you do this is going to be for you to do it with what literally you have, because you need to move through a process of connecting, weaving the energy and upgrading. As you start to flow, you may be able to feel the energy to be able to say things that you actually feel are coming, to be able to say, actually, I have them. Now, if we do this, and this is where affirmations don't work, if you do an affirmation and you say, I am wealthy, but you don't believe you're wealthy and you're not connected to the energy, what you create is more resistance. Okay, it can't happen, it won't work. So it doesn't matter how much you go, I am wealthy, I'm loved. If you haven't got the right energy in alignment, it's not resonating, then it's not going to have the same impact. So the work that you do when you do my stuff, it's got the energy flowing through it, and you're gently upgrading your energy and the words together so that it becomes a language that says, yeah, I do love, I love, and I have this, and I want that. And yeah, you're manifesting in the now. Because although there are lots and lots of timelines and lots of past, future timelines, creation, etc., there's really only the now. Everything comes into this moment of the now. And you want to be receptive to what you've already created, what you're desiring, what you've been putting out energetically to the universe, saying, I want this to arrive. So it's not that the universe isn't bringing it to you, and you will learn this through the course. The universe isn't not bringing this to you. It's that you have got, it's already done. Vibrationally, it's done. You've asked for it, it's done. And now it's your job to catch up with that. So on a physical level, to shift your energy, shift your receptivity, shift your frequency so that you're in the vicinity to receive it arriving, which is what you're doing. This is the whole process that you're on. So this technique will really, really help this. And you will see quite radical shifts in what starts to manifest, but don't get hooked in the manifestations. Enjoy the twigs of things showing up, enjoy it. I'm not saying that, celebrate them, yes, but don't get hooked up. The moment you get hooked up into manifestations, you stop the flow. All right. So this is going to be the practice for you when you move into the next section, of course, with playing with the universe. So this technique, let's get on with it. So the best time to do this is do the flow technique so that you have removed any blockages. Sorry, I just need to have a drink of water first. Or drink a goo, my goo. So do the flow technique first, so the flow method, so that you are receptive and open. This is always the best time to do it. And of course, after meditation or anything like that is beautiful. So get yourself in a receptive state, a relaxed state through meditation, through the flow technique. So if you've done your morning routine, add it to the end. Fabulous. I would recommend doing this technique twice a day. Okay. If you're feeling resistance to it, don't do it. Okay. Do it when it feels like, oh, I'm open, I'm receptive, this feels great. Yep, I'm open to doing this. Okay. So it's like a tag on. So first thing we're going to do before we start, you will not need to learn how to do this and then do it. Don't keep watching. You don't need to keep watching this. It's don't do it with me because you're going to need to do it with your words. So it's learn the technique, play with it. All right. Learn the technique, practice and play. All right. So the first thing we're going to do when you're open, you've done your meditation, is you're now going to tap the top of your head. We're going to open your meridians. So we're going to tap you, just wiggle your fingers, tap the top of your head and feel that kind of little connection. And then we're going to tap and move onto your forehead. Okay. And then down to the sides of your temples. All right. And then come more into two fingers here. You can tap between the center of your eyebrows. That's also really good. Okay. And then you're going to come down to your lips. Top of your lip, bottom of your chin. All right. And then we're going to come onto your collarbones here. All right. And then you need to tap underneath your armpit, sort of side bit here where there's two fingers. All right. Just tap until you wake up a bit. Come back to the center. Come down to your heart. Now tap the other side. All right. Come back to the center, come back to your collarbones, come back to your heart. Now we're going to go to your wrist, top of thumb, top of first finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger. All right, come back to the middle, come back to your heart. Wrist on the other hand, top of thumb, top of first finger, second finger, fourth finger. Fourth finger. Sorry, skipped a finger. Come back to the center. Right. So you've now woken up, okay? You connect into your meridian system. It's fine. So starting from the top, you can do it with your eyes closed. You don't need to see me. We're just going to do this technique of going, I love. So I do the orgasm first, okay? So we go into just tapping the top. I love. I love. I love. I love me. Now you're going to start moving through things that you love, yourself, your pets, your friends, your family, things that easily flow as loving. Okay, it might be things you do, things you enjoy, just let it flow. Okay, so I love, I love, I love, I love me. I love my mom, I love my dad, I love Faithy. Now we're coming down to our forehead and to the third eye. All right, I love Faithy, my dog, I love the beach, I love my friends. Now we're going into the temples. Okay, coming into I don't know, I love my business, I love to meditate, I love dancing. Oh, I love dancing. I love running down onto the collarbones. I love running, I love singing. I love cooking. I love to create into your heart. So you can move around any of these. You play any of the meridian systems. You can play. And then we come back up again. Always come back to the top. And then you can go into more of, oh, as you've done a whole process of I love, all the things that you love. I am. Then we're coming into I am. I am blessed. I love my body. I am in a fabulous, well-being, beautiful body that I enjoy. My body is so fun. I love being in my body. I love running through my body. I love the feelings of creating through my body. I am so rich in my body. I'm so healthy. My body is so beautiful and slim and gorgeous and vibrant. I adore my body. It is spectacular. What an amazing body. I love my body. I have this incredible body. Now you can hear the shift. I have. So I am, I love, I am, I have. I have this amazing body that I get to be in every single day. I'm so blessed. I love my body. This amazing, incredible body that's just so well-being. Oh my gosh, I love my body. I love having it. I love being in it. I am such a beautiful being and I love being in my body. I love my body. Okay, now, so I went through my body one. So we can come to the top. Start again. Take some breaths. Oh, I love, I love, I love, I love everything in my life. I love swimming. I just love being in the ocean. I love the feel of the ocean on my body. I love getting to laugh every day. I love the feeling of joy. I love being in joy. Oh my gosh, I love the feeling of joy. I love sharing myself with others through joy. I love uplifting others into joy. I love it. I have this amazing capacity of joy. I am so joyful. I love being so joyful. I love sharing my joy. I am joy. I am the energy of joy. I am the energy of love and joy and fun and grace. I love being in the flow of ease and grace and joy and fun. Oh, I love that I have that in my life. Okay, so you can see that that's weaving. My energy is going up and down, and you can feel the energy of it. I feel uplifted. And then we can come to the top, and when you're ready to do that, don't rush to doing this, but you can do this with things. So you can start to say things like, I mean, we could do about my house and think, you know, I love living in my house. I have this beautiful flat, beautiful house I live in, this amazing flat. I love it. I love so much the light, the spaciousness, the joy of my flat. Oh my gosh, I love the colors, the light, the freedom. I love that it's warm and delicious. I love that we've got just this beautiful location that I get to live in. Oh my gosh, I love and adore that I have all this beautiful space that is mine. I love the freedom of being in my flat, my space, my that it's such a high vibe. It's so wonderful. Okay, so we've gone through that. Now, as you move on through the program and you become clearer about the person you're wanting, the vibration of the person, of the soul partner, if this is what you want to create, you may at this time want to just stay in loving yourself. Okay, loving yourself, your relationships, as in friends, family, pets, you know, all of those things. You flow through this I love, I am, I have, I, you know. Okay, now you can play in the two biggest trigger areas are going to be money, all right? Money, and if that's within your business, money, okay, and the relationship. So you've got to be in the right vibe for this. Do not try to do this in the wrong vibe. You've got to gently play with this, move gently into these areas as you become higher and higher in the vibe, just gently. Because if you have this doubt that you don't believe it's present, then you're going to struggle with it. So you've really got to think about how it feels that you have it. How does it feel when you have it? Yeah. And that's what you're going to be learning through this course. So this is an evolving technique. All right. And we'll come back to this over and over again. But so you can play when you're ready to go and play. Oh, I love being in my relationship. My relationship is so rich and beautiful. We play so much. He's so joyful. I cannot believe this beautiful man is so beyond everything I ever expected. He is exquisite and fun. We meet on every level. It is beautiful that we laugh so much, we play so much. I never expected him to be quite so beautiful on the inside and the out. He is my perfect counterpart. He's just everything that I need for this unfolding beautiful journey. And we have so much fun and this adventure together. I love it. I have it. He's in my life and we touch hands and we kiss and we make beautiful love and it is exquisite. He appeared with such ease and grace and I just was so blessed. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this amazing, amazing love affair that I am having. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, sorry, I forgot to mention, when you are creating the have and out, do not avoid saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You will learn through this. Thank you is the most powerful word to use with the universe. I thank you. I appreciate. I do not use the word gratitude. All right. You'll never hear me. I might unconsciously say it, consciously, but generally I avoid that word. Okay. Because I'm getting very hot. So the energy is really moving. So you will feel that too, you know, moves and shifts and energy and that's the power of it, okay? It's happening, it's reprogramming. Don't do it for more than any 10 minutes, okay? 10 minutes maximum, all right? Because gratitude can have a lower vibration, You can use it if you feel like it's the right frequency for you. I don't use it. Better words are I appreciate, I love, I enjoy, thank you, thank you, thank you, because they have less sense of I'm so grateful I got out of that. Yeah? Gratitude has that sense of I'm so grateful I got out of that. I didn't deserve that. Yeah? Whereas I appreciate, I enjoy, I love, I appreciate, I enjoy, I love, thank you, thank you, thank you, is that I'm in it. I'm in it now. It's here now. I didn't have to get out of something terrible. I'm just in it. All right. So that's why I use those words. So I play with it. Have fun with it. All the joy and the wonderful things in your life. And then just gently, as you move along, play with the idea. And if you want to play with the money too, that's fabulous. Being able to say that money is here and it's now and it flows into my life and how much I love the feeling of it and how easy and the freedom of it, the joy. Money's in my bank. Money's in, you can get to even getting to specifics if you wish. I love having £10,000 in my bank account. Don't go too far because if you stretch yourself too far, you get to the resistant point. Okay, so this is a playing with energy. All right, so play where you want to play. If you want to just do it for now on loving yourself, your well-being, what's wonderful, all the things that you're celebrating every day, use it as that celebration process first. Yeah, and let that seep in and show yourself, you know, you'll do this and let yourself see what starts to come as you upgrade your celebration process. All right. Whew, that got me hard. So have fun, have playing. If you have any questions, you can always contact me. But yes, so this is Love Orgasm with the EFT technique. Much love.